Hey, King Worldwide friends, it's Lisa. Welcome back. I know it's been a bit, but we are getting moved in into our new home in South Carolina. And those of you partners, you'll be getting a Christmas card. I just wanted to say glory to God. God is so good. I have gone through a lot of change and growth, and praise God, Jesus is still on the throne, and he is always full of the best answers. Not that I'm always perfect, but I am quick to repent and quick to get on track. Today, I wanted to talk about Acts 1 and 2. The reason for this message is because the past couple of days in my prayer time, I've just gotten the best revelation of the Holy Spirit and praying in other tongues and what other tongues is and the explanation of it. But this is really about our walk with the Holy Spirit. And I wanted to go over some points in Acts 1 and 2 to encourage you, just like the early apostles when Jesus was crucified and then died, rose again, and ascended. Before he ascended, he walked on the earth and spent time with the apostles. And this was such an encouragement to me that I wanted to share it with you as well. I'm not going to read every verse, but I am going to read some verses and paraphrase so that you can get the gist of it and that this will inspire you. It's the word of God that changes us. It's not a preacher. It's not a speaker. It's not our eloquent words. It's the word of God that changes us. So let your spirit listen, or get your Bible out and go to Acts chapter 1. And as a reminder, this is Dr. Luke. Dr. Luke wrote, the book of Luke and then Acts. And I'm going to go through, I'll try to tell you the scriptures that I'm going through. I mean, I'm going to be in chapter 1 and 2. I'll try to tell you the verses, but I want it to flow, and I want you to be able to listen. You don't really have to watch, but listen so the word of God can get in you and inspire you, especially at this glorious season. Okay, let me start with 1. In the former account, which I prepared, O Theophilus, I made a continuous report dealing with all the things which Jesus began to do and to teach. So this is Luke's report. He began to give the report because obviously you can't get it all. Number 2, until the day when he ascended, after he, through the Holy Spirit, had instructed and commanded the apostles whom he had chosen. I want to point out there in verse 2, it said, after he, through the Holy Spirit. Jesus is an example of us, not just for us, of us. So it's through the Holy Spirit, obeying Father God, that we walk and live on this earth his way. To them also he showed himself alive after his suffering in the garden and on the cross by a series of many convincing demonstrations, unquestionable evidences, and infallible proofs, appearing to them 40 days and talking to them about the things of the kingdom of God. You know, me and my dad used to always talk about, and we will soon, let us just get settled, but the kingdom of God, God's way of success. When we seek God first in his way of doing things, which we know it's different than our way and the world's way, because Isaiah 55:8 says it. Also, we have the mind of Christ. That's in the New Testament. And then also back in Isaiah, it said, God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways. That's before you're saved. So we got to renew our mind, like Romans 12, 1 and 2 says. And while being in their company and eating with them, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised, of which he said, you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but not many days from now, you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. This is the best part of the message, okay? And then I'm going to go down to 8. You shall receive power, ability, efficiency, and might when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and the ends and very bounds of the earth. And when he had said this, even as they were looking at him, he was caught up a cloud and received and carried away. The point of this is that it's the Holy Spirit. How much we spend time in the Word with the Lord and praying in the Spirit and talking and fellowshipping with the Lord all day will determine how we are in life and our success in life. And it's not success according to the world. Success God's way is peace, the uncompromising peace. It is not like the peace of the world. It is strong. It is sure. It is laughable to the world. I'm going to read 12. Then the disciples went back to Jerusalem from the hill called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, day's journey. 14. All of these, with their minds in full agreement, devoted themselves steadfastly to prayer with women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. All right. That was all. I wanted to give you the foundation of what's going on. But let's look at chapter 2 in Acts, okay, you guys? And when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all assembled together in one place. This is talking about let's assemble with those of like mind and like spirit. And thank God. Thank God. He sent us to South Carolina, I believe, for this church, to be honest with you. Because never have I experienced or witnessed so much love for my mom and people that are dealing with things. And just there's love, and the word and love is just present. It's just the best. I'm so excited. When suddenly there came a sound from heaven like the rushing of a violent tempest blast, and it filled the whole house in which they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues resembling fire, which were separated and distributed, and which settled on each one of them. Number 4, this is my favorite. And they were all filled. All of us can be filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other different foreign languages as the Spirit kept giving them clear and loud expression. Okay, many people don't understand tongues. I do, and it's my secret weapon. There's no way I would have been able to do what the Lord has asked me to do the past 3 years without praying in tongues. No way on earth. I don't care how strong someone thinks they are. I was not. And I thought I was pretty strong. But without the Holy Spirit and praying in tongues, this journey would have been a disaster. It's foreign, different languages. Now there were then residing in Jerusalem Jews, devout and God-fearing men from every country under heaven. And when this sound was heard, the multitude came together, and they were astonished and bewildered, because each one heard them, the apostles, speaking in their own particular dialect. They were beside themselves with amazement, saying, "Are not all those talking Galileans? Then how is it that we each hear each of us in our own particular dialect to which we were born? Parthians and Medes, Elamites and inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus and the province of Asia." Forgive me for saying these wrong. Phrygia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and the transient residents from Rome, both Jews and the proselytes to Judaism from other religions, Cretans and Arabians too. We all hear them speaking in our own native tongues and telling of the mighty works of God. Friends, praying in other tongues is not weird. Praying in other tongues is a God language. It is, the way I see it, as it's the mixture of languages that only God, Holy Spirit, Jesus, understand. And then if you have the gift of interpretation. The thing is, praying in tongues is praying in God's perfect will on earth. So especially when you don't know what to do and you're facing things and you're frustrated and bad things are happening, or you have no money, or you lose your job, or you're interviewing and everything. The thing is, praying in other tongues, praying in the Holy Spirit, is speaking God's word out loud, and it's making things happen in the spirit, and the demonic entities do not know what we're saying. So if we want God's perfect will in our life, doesn't it behoove us to pray in the Spirit all the time? I mean, when I understood that, it was so easy. And all were beside themselves with amazement and were puzzled and bewildered, saying one to another, "What can this mean?" But others made a joke of it and derisively said, "They are simply drunk and full of sweet wine." Wrong. But Peter, this is verse 14, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them. "You Jews and all you residents of Jerusalem, let this be explained to you so that you will know and understand. Listen closely to what I have to say. For these men are not drunk, as you have imagined, for it's only 9 a.m. Excuse me. But instead, this is the beginning of what was spoken through the prophet Joel. All right, now I want to talk about the rest of this verse, the rest of this chapter, and help you be encouraged by the word of God. This is going to be talking about what will be coming to pass. And God is good. God is magnificent. If we are not experiencing the goodness of God, we are doing something wrong. We are too caught up in our mind. We're too caught up in the natural. We're focusing on problems, or we're focusing on self, or we're focusing on feelings. I've been there. So I am not judging, or I'm not pointing fingers whatsoever. However, by the grace of God, He showed me how to live in the Spirit, and it's glorious, and it's peace amidst junk. Junk could be going on all around us, but when we pray Psalm 91, we pray in the Spirit, we stay in the Word, and we get to know the Lord, there is nothing like it. It is a surrendered life, and it is glorious, and it's all the time, and God works on our behalf beyond anything I can explain. Now, my good friends and partners know that I have had some hard times, and I am not ashamed of it, and I cry, and I'm real. I'm telling you, deep down, nothing has ever changed, though, in my heart since 2012. Deep down, the relationship that I've developed with God by being in the Word, making a decision and being in the Word, makes a difference. He's my best friend. I literally could not do this life without Him. And people don't understand if they haven't develop this relationship. Let me finish the scripture, because the Word of God has the power, and the Word of God is the anointing and what's alive. I'm not trying to be a quick message here. I am actually obeying God, because He told me to give this full message, this full teaching, because it's the Word of God and it will change us. And that's what I'm excited about. So verse 17, Acts chapter 2, verse 17 in the Amplified Classic. And it shall come to pass in the last days, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all mankind. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams. Yes, and on my men servants also, and on my maid servants in those days, I will pour out my Spirit. And they shall prophesy, telling forth the divine counsels and predicting future events pertaining especially to God's kingdom. And I will show wonders in the sky above and signs on the earth beneath. Blah, blah, blah. Number 21, I'm skipping some. And it shall be that whoever, if someone's listening to this and you're coming across and you just think the background of the trees or of the South Carolina beach is pretty, and you're not saved, it's whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's that simple. The Lord knows your heart. You men of Israel, listen to what I have come to say. Jesus of Nazareth, a man accredited and pointed out and shown forth and commanded and attested to you by God by the mighty works and the power of performing wonders and signs which God worked through him right in your midst, as you yourselves know. This Jesus, when delivered up according to the definite and fixed purpose and settled plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and put out of the way, killing him by the hands of the lawless and wicked men. But God raised him up, liberating him from the pangs of death, seeing that it was not possible for him to continue to be controlled or retained. God. And then David even said it in Psalms, that he saw the Lord constantly before me, and he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken or overthrown or cast down. And then David said in 26, therefore my heart rejoiced and my tongue exalted exceedingly. Moreover, my flesh also will dwell in hope. For you will not, okay, 27, for you will not abandon my soul. This is the foreknowledge that David was given. And this is what is for us. You will not abandon my soul, leaving it helpless in Hades, nor let your Holy One know decay or see destruction. You have made known to me the ways of life. God's way is so good. You will enrapture me, diffusing my soul with joy, with and in your presence. Brethren, it is permitted me to tell you confidently and with freedom concerning the patriarch David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb was with us. Okay, let me go on to foreseeing resurrection of Christ. This Jesus, 32, this Jesus God raised up, and of all we disciples are witnesses, being therefore lifted high by and to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promised blessing, which is the Holy Spirit, he has made this outpouring which you yourselves both see and hear. I'm going to stop there because the Lord just told me to. and let you know that, gosh, the word of God is so good. It goes on further in 38 and 39 about repent, change, accept the will of God in your inner selves instead of rejecting it. For the promise of the Holy Spirit is to and for you and your children, and to and for all that are far away, even to and for as many as the Lord our God invites and bids to come to himself. Friends, it's never too late. I don't care what you're going through, what you've done, the horrendous life you've lived or not, or if you just, I don't, whatever, it doesn't matter. God is love, and he loves you, and he loves me. And I wanted to wish you a glorious season and tell you that I love you. And hopefully in 2024, we'll be broadcasting more regularly, but I'll let you know. But just know that we are always working on things for the kingdom of God for you. We're praying for people. You know, many of you know the assignment that I'm on. It's very intense and it's all directed by the Lord, and God will get the glory. He's already getting the glory, and we're going to keep going. And we're keep going. And thank you for all your support, your prayers, your time, and your love. And I'm always praying for you, my partners, every single morning. Okay? I love you, and we'll talk to you soon.